You're listening to Finding Direction, where we help people who feel lost find direction in their life. We interview the most passionate and fulfilled people and reverse engineer their life to uncover how they found direction. In doing so, we uncover strategies, tactics, and actionable steps you can apply to live a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm your host, Stu Massengill, and thanks for listening in.
What's up, my friend? I hope you are having an absolutely outstanding day as we step into another opportunity, another day, another experience in this thing we call life. And I'm so excited to sit down with you this week and have a conversation about the five signs that it's time to leave your job and the three things you can do. And before we even dive into some of the guts for today, I want to just sort of preempt this with, if you're in a place in your life where you're sitting on the edge, right? And not the edge of life, but the edge of, what do I want to do with my life? I'm doing this thing and I don't quite know if it's what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. If you're kind of lost, confused as far as what's that next direction in your life, I know that this episode is going to be extremely powerful for you if you've been kind of sitting on the edge wondering what is that next step that you're supposed to take. And are you in the right place in your life right now? Are you in the right career? Are you in the right job? There's going to be so much clarity that you're going to get here if it's time to maybe step away and maybe look for something new, or if maybe you're just in a period of your life and it's actually okay to stay where you're at. So as we dive in, the first sign that it is time to leave your job is that your energy decreases when you think of work and when you go to work. Right. So if you wake up, for example, one huge sign that this pops up is if you have something called the scary Sundays, where Sunday comes around and all of a sudden, maybe even when you wake up on Sunday, you start to have this like anxiety, this sort of stress, this sort of worry of like, oh, like, man, tomorrow I got to go do this thing and I don't want to do it and I'm not excited about it. And you're kind of like dragging your feet to it. Right. If you have the scary Sundays, if your energy decreases when you go to work, when you go to your career, when you even think about it, that is a major, 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 major sign that it may be time to leave your job. Now, what differentiates it between if it's time to leave or not is this one big thing. If your energy decreases when you go to work, and it's been like that way for maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe even 2 months, it may be that you're just in a season of your job that is draining you, right? It may not be that the career you're part of is something that is not what you actually want to do. It may be that maybe you're working on a project and it's really drained you. Maybe things have been stressful at work. Maybe there's been some things that have recently come up in the company and it's stressed you out a little bit, and that makes you not be as excited to go, right? If it's been a week or it's been a month or 2 months, that's not necessarily a sign that it's time to leave, but maybe more so it's a sign to have a conversation with someone in your workplace. Maybe let your boss know what's going on. Let them know, hey, my energy's, you know, sinking a little bit, and I want to get back up on the horse. I want to keep going, right? Maybe it's a sign to have a conversation with yourself. Right? Maybe it's a sign to see, okay, what's going on in the workplace that's causing me to not have as much energy? And can you deal with that thing? Can you fix that? Can you work on that? Can you improve and move the needle forward in that thing that's draining your energy? Because sometimes what happens is in anything you do in life, there's going to be seasons where, yeah, maybe it's not as fun one season and then it's amazing the next season. So that's what you want to ask yourself. Are you in a season of your career where your energy has been drained? Maybe you used to love going and you used to look forward to it and you used to increase your energy. And maybe you're just in a season of your life right now in this specific career where you're going through some hard things and your energy is decreased. Now, the way to differentiate if this is actually a sign to leave your job is if you've been feeling that way for over 6 months. If you've said for 6 months you've been drained from this, it's been pulling your energy, you've not been looking forward to it, and it's been 6 months, that is a huge sign that you need to start to do something about this. Right? If it's been 6 months, 6 months very, very easily turns into 12 months, turns into 2 years, turns into 5 years that you can continue to stay in a career and a job that you don't like and that drains your energy. Right? So if it's been more than 6 months, that is a huge sign you got to start to take a look and maybe reconsider going somewhere else. All right. Now, the second sign that it's time to leave your job is that you keep telling yourself that it will get better. All right. Maybe you're in a position where maybe work has been draining you for more than 6 months. Maybe it's only been 3 months. Maybe it's been a year. Maybe it's been 2 years. And maybe you keep telling yourself, you know what? It's going to get better. Things are going to turn around. And you keep telling yourself. Now, what is actually happening here, and I want you to see this, is really, really important, is what's actually happening here is that you feel that it's worse to be uncertain and take a next step into another career that you don't quite know what it looks like than being certain that when you show up to work, at least you know it's going to suck. Think about that for a second. If you keep telling yourself it's going to get better, what is really happening is you may have more fear of taking a leap of faith, of doing something that has more uncertainty in it because you don't quite know what it, you don't know if it's going to be good, you don't know if it's going to be great. And that uncertainty of, I don't know what it's going to look like, is stopping you from doing something because you would rather have certainty that at least you know what's going to suck. Like, at least I know that Monday through Friday, I'm going to show up. I kind of got this stuff, dialed in. So it's going to be a little robotic. I'm going to be kind of on autopilot. I'm going to shut my brain off for five days of my 7 days of my week. And you keep going through that process because it's scarier to take that leap of faith, to step into that uncertainty of, okay, maybe it could be worse. Maybe it could be better. You have to take that step. You have to take that step, right? Because the truth is that if you're spending 5 days out of your 7 days, the majority of five out of your 7 days, doing something that you tell yourself is going to keep getting better, that's not the way you live a life, right? That's like, imagine if for breakfast and lunch, you had to eat a meal that was not good. And every day, Monday through Friday, for breakfast and lunch, you ate a dish that really didn't taste that good, but you kept telling yourself, you know what, next week breakfast is going to be better. Next week lunch is going to be better. And the reality is the last 6 months, it never got better. The last 6 months, your breakfast and your lunch that wasn't good never got any better. Now, you would have to be lying to yourself to say, man, if breakfast and lunch over the last 6 months wasn't good, and I just expected to change over the next 6 months and I'm not doing anything about it, like, you got to be the one to go change your breakfast. You got to be the one to go change your lunch. It's not going to just happen automatically, right? So I hope you kind of see that analogy there. But if you continue to tell yourself it's going to get better, I want you to ask yourself this question. Is it worse to be certain that it's going to suck or jump into uncertainty? Is it worse to be certain it's going to suck? You know, Monday through Friday is not going to be real good. Is it worse to be certain of that or to jump into uncertainty? All right, think on that question a little bit over the next few days, and I think it's really going to bring some light to you. All right, now, the third sign that it's time to leave your job is that you are unfulfilled. I'm talking about emptiness. I'm talking about you go to work, you come home and you go, man, like, yeah, I get a paycheck. Yeah, I make some money and it helps me live. But like, I feel so empty on the inside. One of the most powerful quotes, things I ever heard was that success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, right? If you're pursuing success, if you're chasing a successful life, a successful career, but you are unfulfilled on the inside, it's emptiness. My friend, it's emptiness. So if you are going to work and you're unfulfilled, you got to start to look into that. And let me give you a few pieces that help you create fulfillment in your life. Now, real high level, the three things you need to have that fulfillment in your life is growth, contribution, and have it be with something that you are passionate about. So if you're unfulfilled, a few things you can start to ask yourself is, are you currently growing, right? You may not be growing. Maybe you are growing. Are you growing? That's what you want to look into. Number two is, are you contributing in some form? And part of where fulfillment can come in here as well is, are you contributing to something that actually means something to you? Like maybe you're like, yeah, I contribute. I, you know, build this thing and it helps us with the processes in the company. And then, you know, ultimately we get to sell our clients the product. And like, yeah, I contribute to the machine, which is our company. But if the way in which you contribute doesn't contribute to a meaningful cause to you, that may be one thing that's lacking fulfillment. Is you're going, yeah, I'm contributing to work. So like there is a piece of fulfillment, but I'm not really contributing to something that actually means something to me. Right? Think about that for a second. Are you contributing to something that means something to you? Or are you just contributing because it's going to give you a paycheck? Big difference. And then finally, the third piece is passion, right? Are you doing something that you're actually excited about? Are you doing something that gets you energized? Are you doing something that you believe in, right? And if you have those three pieces, you can start to grow your fulfillment. But if you're at a place and you're going, man, I don't really feel like there's any more room for me to grow, or there's room for me to grow, but I don't want to grow in that way anymore. Again, that's a different thing. Maybe you could still grow in this company, but maybe you started to see some things in the company. You go, I don't want to grow. I don't want to get to the next level in this company. So maybe that's what's stopping some of the unfulfillment. Maybe ask yourself, is there ways you can contribute more? Or do you feel like you really don't want to contribute to this anymore? And then finally, and this kind of ties back to the first two, but are you passionate? Are you excited about it? And if you're not, those are some things to pay attention to. All right, so if you're unfulfilled and you can't grow, you don't feel like you want to contribute to this anymore, and you're not really passionate about it, that's a huge sign, again, that it may be time to leave your job. All right. Now, number four is a question that I have for you right now. And I want you to listen to this question. I really want you to ask yourself this question right now. This is the question. If you woke up in 5 years and you were doing what your boss was doing, would you wake up excited, stoked, and pumped for life? Or would you not really be that excited? Here's the question again. And you can ask it to yourself this way. You ask yourself, if I woke up in 5 years and was doing what my boss was doing, would I be stoked, excited, pumped, and look forward to my day? Or not really? Now, if the answer to that question is abs-freaking-lutely, that would be the best thing in the world, well, then you're in the right place. But if you answer that question and you go, I don't really know if I'd want to do that. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe it comes clear to you as day, right? You're like, no, I would not want to be doing that in 5 years. Then that's a really important thing to pay attention to, right? I'll share a quick story of my own life. Maybe you guys have heard about this from hanging out on the podcast, but when I was working at Vans for a little bit, the action sports company, I thought it was going to be my dream. I always wanted to work in action sports. I love action sports. I'm a snowboarder, a skateboarder, a big outdoors person. And I thought that if I could go work for a company in that space, that man, it was going to be a dream come true. And I went to work for Vans, and a handful of weeks into it, probably not more than a month and a half, I asked myself this question. Because I noticed that I was going to work there, and although it's an amazing company, an amazing culture, I have nothing but good things to say about them, I didn't really feel fulfilled in it. And so I asked myself one day the question of, man, okay, if I woke up in 5 years and I was, you know, CJ, that was my boss's name, if I was CJ, would I be like stoked? Would I be excited? Would I be jumping out of bed for joy and so pumped to go take on my day? And my answer so clearly was no. It was no. This is not the space you want to be in. The answer I got attached to my no was no. You love action sports. You love doing them, but it's not what you want to do with your work. And then it led me to the next thing. I started to get more clear that I wanted to help people, that I wanted to be in the personal development world and really pour into people, just like you and I are having this conversation right now. But again, that's the question you want to ask yourself. If you woke up in 5 years and were doing what your boss was doing, would you be stoked, excited, pumped, jumping out of bed for joy, or not really? If the answer is no, very clearly, or if the answer is not really, again, that may be a sign that maybe it's time to leave. Maybe it's time to start looking. All right. And then finally, the fifth sign that it's time to leave your job is that other areas of your life are starting to suffer because of your work. other areas of your life are starting to suffer because of your work. I want you to ask yourself right now, if your job drains you, if you don't really feel like your energy increases at your job, you don't feel fulfilled, are there other areas of your life right now that you think are suffering? And my guess, my assumption is that if your energy is decreased from work, if you're not fulfilled, if your answer to that last question was no, then it's absolutely draining other areas of your life. You cannot deny that every area of your life affects every area of your life, right? Your health affects your work affects your income affects your relationship, right? Everything affects everything in your life. So are other areas starting to suffer because of your work? And be honest with yourself, right? Because of your work and you always feel drained, do you get home from work and rather than saying, oh, I'm going to go, you know, work out and I'm going to get in good physical shape, do you get home and you go, man, I'm just so like drained from this work that I'm just going to like sit on the couch instead of going to work out. So has your health started to fall off, right? Maybe at night you go, man, I could, you know, make a dinner and, you know, do all this stuff that like puts good nutrition in my body. But maybe at the end of the day, because you're so drained from work, you go, you know what? I'm just going to order pizza. And not that pizza's bad. I love pizza. But you get what I'm saying. If it's a constant thing, is it impacting your health? Right? Is it impacting your relationships? Right? Maybe some of your friendships suffer. Maybe you get home from work and you go, man, I'd love to see my friends and go hang out with some people. But like, I don't really have the energy because work's just messing me up. Maybe it's bleeding into your friendships. Maybe it's bleeding into your relationships. Maybe you have a love relationship in your life. You have a significant other. Is it impacting them? Right? You want to start to think of, what is your job really costing you? What is your job really impacting you if you don't like it? It's not just your job. It's not just that you spend 5 days a week for 8 hours of those days going and slogging to something you don't really like. What it's costing you is it's costing you some of your friendships. It's costing you some of your relationships. It's costing you your health. It's costing you maybe your finances. Right? It's costing you a lot more than just your job. And you want to start to be really honest with yourself if that's happening. Right? If other areas of your life are starting to suffer because of your work, that is, again, a major, major, major sign that it may be time to leave your job. All right. Now, those are the five signs that it's time to leave your job. And now we get to the better part, which is, what are the things that you can do? What are the things that you could do if you're in a job and you don't love the job and you know you want more, but you're not quite sure what to do? So here is the first thing that you can do if you know it's time to leave. The first thing you can do is start volunteering for things that interest you. All right. If you're in a place and you're not at a job you like and you're trying to figure out what's next, you can start volunteering for things that interest you. One of the biggest ways you can find what's next is follow your inner curiosity. Follow the things that pull you. Follow the things that increase your energy. Follow the things that when you do them, time flies by. And once you start to identify what those things are that increase your energy, that you're curious about, start volunteering for things in that space, right? Maybe you've started to realize that one of the things you love is you love music, right? Maybe it's a simple example. And you love like the events of music. And maybe a way you can volunteer is maybe you can go volunteer for a concert that's coming up. Maybe you can go volunteer for a festival. Maybe you can reach out to a handful of companies in your area that do stuff in this space, or even if they're not in your area, it doesn't really matter. But maybe you can reach out to them and say, hey, I would love to volunteer. I would love to see how I can help with anything that you're doing or anything that you're up to, right? Start to volunteer. When I first got my foot into the action sports world, I went and worked for someone for free for a little bit. I started volunteering for them. I would do offhand projects randomly. And because I volunteered for them, they actually ended up introducing me to someone that got me the job at Vans. So maybe there's a way that you can volunteer in the area and in the space of something that interests you. Now, one thing I want to add to this is a little asterisk is for this one and for all of the other ones that I'm about to share with you, they all require action. This is not something that you go, oh, I'm going to hear what Stu says and I'm going to, everything's going to be better because I just did nothing and I just listened to this podcast. Like, yes, we get to have a conversation where I can give you some incredible things you can do to move the needle forward in your life. But if you don't actually take action on it, nothing is going to happen. So what are the things that pull you? What are the things you're curious about? What are the things you're interested about? And actually go take the action. Like in the next day, if you got at least three of those five signs we talked about, and you realize it's actually time to start leaving, go for the next day, in the next day, and put in the actual time, the effort, the work to finding ways that you can volunteer. And if you do it, you can massively change your life. You can change your career. You can change the happiness, the fulfillment, all those things, but it requires work. So one way that you can do it actively, again, with action, not just thinking you're going to listen to this conversation we're having and everything's going to change, but through action, is go find a few ways you can volunteer. If you do that, you're going to start to open some doors. Now, the second thing that you can do, again, put an emphasis on the do, not listen. The second thing that you can do, if you're realizing it's time to leave and you're starting to figure out how do you take that next step, is go offer to buy people lunch or coffee that are in a company or in an industry that you are interested in. So let's say, for example, you're doing something and you realize, man, I'm not fulfilled. I don't feel like I'm contributing to a cause that means something to me. But something that really means a lot to me is sustainability. You go, I know that it's so important for us to be sustainable on Earth to just help humanity. And that's like something I'm so passionate about. I believe in it. I know it's true. Now, go ask yourself, who can you take to lunch or who can you buy coffee? Maybe it's a family, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a friend of a friend. But who's someone you can go do an informational interview with? All right. Now, if they're close to you, I'd say get them coffee or lunch. If they're not close to you, you can send them coffee or lunch virtually. You can send them like a Venmo and have them get their own coffee or lunch. Or you can even just say, hey, can I do an information interview with you? I'm looking to get into the sustainability industry. I would love to pick your brain for like 15 minutes. I would love to buy you coffee, lunch. I know you're on a different side of the country, so I'll you know, Venmo you and you can get it. Or, you know, better yet, I'll DoorDash it to your house. You don't even have to think about it. Boom, if we do the informational interview, lunch will arrive at your house. And while you eat lunch, now you can do it with a friend, right? I would really appreciate it. So that's another way that you can do it, is who are a few people you can start to buy lunch, buy coffee, do an informational interview. Because what you want to do in the informational interview is you want to begin to pick their brain. You want to ask them, what does their world look like in this industry? What does their world look like in the company that they're in? Ask them, what are the good things? What are the bad things? What are their favorite things? What are their least favorite things? What do they wish they knew when they thought about getting into the industry? Maybe ask them, how did they get into the industry? How did they figure out that that's what they wanted to do with their life? Right, start to get an understanding of what their world looks like, and what it's going to do is it's going to give you a really, really good understanding of, ooh, is that something that sounds nice? Is that something that I would like? Is that something, you know, that, like, is he explained all that or she explained all that at the information interview? Like, do I feel pulled to that? Or did they say a few things and I was like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. Like, that doesn't sound good to me, right? It's going to allow you to start to understand what those world looks like without experiencing it, right? It's going to allow you to figure out what those worlds look like without maybe taking the giant leap of saying, I'm just going to quit my job and figure it out, right? This at least starts to give you an idea, a sense of what do those things look like. Maybe you have someone in sustainability that's an interest of you. Maybe another thing that interests you is action sports. And maybe another thing that interests you is journaling. Like journalism. So maybe you go do three informational interviews with people in that space, and I promise you, you're going to get so much clarity on what do those worlds look like. Are they interesting to you? Do they pull you, or do they not? All right, so that's the second thing you can do to buy people lunch, buy people coffee, and do an informational interview with them. And then remember to notice your energy as you do those informational interviews. And again, is it pulling you? Is it not pulling you? Right? Your body and your energy will tell you more than you could ever imagine if you really listen to it. All right, so that's the second way. And then finally, the third thing that you could do if you got some signs that it's time to leave your job and you're trying to figure out what to do to take that next step, is the third thing you can do is you can hire a coach. You can hire someone to help you get clarity. Now, someone once told me this analogy, And I thought it was such a good analogy. They said, it's hard to see the outside of the jar of jelly if you are inside the jar. Think about that. It's hard to see what's on the label if you're inside the jar of jelly. And sometimes what can happen as you go through life is you're so in it. You're so in the thick of things with your work and your career and your emotions that those things, your emotions will take your logic all over the place. So nothing makes sense. But because sometimes you're so in the thick of it, it's hard to see at a higher level what's actually going on and what actually needs to be done to take that next step. So one of the ways that it helps to get a coach is you have someone that sees it from a different perspective because they're not totally in it. And ideally, you work with someone that has experience so they know and they can almost predict what's going on and how you can start to move in the right direction, right? So that's one thing that's really beautiful part of hiring a coach. And obviously here at Finding Direction, we do coaching. And if it makes sense and you want to reach out, amazing, I'd love to help you. Or if there's someone else that you've had a conversation with and you go, man, I think this person can help me in my life, go reach out to that person. Like, I'm not saying this just to work with us. If you want to work with me, I'm happy to help you in this process. But if there's other people as well, getting a coach can help you get that outside perspective. All right. Now, another thing that a coach can do that's also really helpful is hold you accountable, right? How many times in life have you said, man, I need to do this thing, and then you don't do it, right? Sometimes it's difficult to stay accountable to yourself. So if you have a coach that you bring on, one of the things they can do is you create a sense of accountability. You say you're going to do something, you're going to do it because you're held accountable to it. And especially if you're paying for coaching, someone once told me, they say, you pay attention, right? So if you have a coach, they're going to hold you accountable. They're going to give you a higher level view, and they're going to start to show you what's the label look like, not just what's going on in the jar, but what do things look like from a high level? Where are you at? What's that look like? And more importantly, what can you do to take that next step to have more fulfillment, to have more happiness, to have more success, to have more joy and happiness in your life? And they can help you figure out, because they're at a high level, what you need to do to take that next step. All right. So those are the five signs that it's time to leave your job and the three things you can do. Again, make sure you go back through those signs. And I would say even listen to that maybe a second, third time. If you're really in this space of figuring out if it's time to leave, it's time to not, sit on those prompts, think about some of those questions and really allow yourself to sit in that space. And if you get 3, 4, especially if you get 5 of those signs that you're going click, 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 those all click, my energy decreases, I'm telling myself it'll get better, I'm unfulfilled, I don't want to be here in 5 years, other areas of my life are starting to suffer. Like, if all those are starting to tick, then you need to step into these next three things, which is things you can do. And again, and you're going to maybe be annoyed a little bit with me here, but I want to emphasize again the importance of action. If those signs are pointing out to you, it's time to do something with your life. This is the sign that you've been waiting for. Maybe you go, nah, maybe I'm supposed to leave. This is your sign. If you have 5 of those things, it's time to step up and it's time to do something in your life because you deserve a better quality of life. You deserve to do something you love. You deserve to have it bleed into your relationship and now your relationships are better. You deserve to do something that you feel is contributing to a cause that you really believe in. You deserve those things. You deserve those things. So take some action and get out of this place of suffering that you're not enjoying and do something to create a more beautiful life for yourself. And the three things, again, volunteer, do some informational interviews, hire a coach. And if you do those things, you are going to start to move forward the needle in your life, I promise you. That is not a thought, that is a guarantee. If you start volunteering, if you start getting people lunch, coffee, doing informational interviews, if you hire a coach, your life is going to go to a better place if those are signs are pointing out to you. All right. So make sure you take that action, baby. All right. Take that action. If you want to, I would love to hear from you as well. Send me a DM. Let me know what action you took. And I am happy to hold you accountable. Send me an action. Say, Stu, I listened to the 5 signs and here's the one thing I realize I need to do. And send me that message. And then I will hold you accountable. I will make sure that I can be there for you and support you as you get out of doing something you don't love and get closer to doing something that you love. All right. That is all we got for the episode today, my friend. I want to say thank you again so much for hanging out with me today. It's been a joy to spend some time with you. It's been a joy to pour into you. And I really hope you got some clarity here and you are feeling some energy in your body that's saying, man, I'm ready to take some action in my life. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear from you. One of the best ways that we continue to grow the show, improve the show, make it better for you every week is by going through the ratings and reviews and hearing, what did you like? What do you want more of? All those good things. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, if you would go there and leave a review, we would be extremely grateful. And also, it's going to help us make the show better for you every single week. And also, if you have a friend that's been in this place maybe of their life that's been, you know, trying to figure out, do I leave my job? Do I stay? If you have a friend that's in that place, I just want to encourage you to send this episode to them so they can get the clarity in their life that maybe they are seeking. All right, I promise you, you send this episode to them, they're going to come back to you and say, thank you for sharing this with me. And it really helped me get some clarity on the next step of my life. All right. Other than that, that's what we got for this week. If you want to continue hanging out, I got another episode coming in just a little bit with myself and one of the guests on the show diving into their life. And you can see how they found direction and all the strategies and tips on their life that can help you continue to get more direction. So if you want to hang out, stick around. The next episode will be up in just a moment. And other than that, have a beautiful, outstanding, unbelievable rest of your day. And I will talk to you on the podcast next time. Take care.